Hello, everybody. I'd like to start with asking you a question today. When was the last time that you meditated on the sound, the smell, or the feel of your own body? Sometimes we take our bodies for granted. They're more like a vessel that takes us from place to place. But let's just think for a moment about the people in scripture, the people in the Bible. Did they ever meditate on the smell, the sound, and how their body felt? What about Jesus? How did his body feel as he walked through Jerusalem to the cross? Did he have goosebumps? Was it cold? Was it smelly? We think as our bodies always to be perfect. We think of our bodies as a part of who we are. And the most literal way of thinking about our bodies in the past has been very a masculine way, very logical and very cerebral. But more and more now we learn about our bodies in a more feminine way, by our senses, by what we can touch, how we can touch them, what it feels like. What do we hear? Do we actually hear our own heartbeat? Do we actually focus on our breathing? God created man and woman in his image. And so, therefore, our bodies are not just a vehicle that takes us from place to place. In our bodies, we learn to grow. We learn to heal. And it's not just about the physical body, it's the emotional body as well. Our bodies tell the stories of our lives, the scars that we have, some internal and some external, whether we've had children, whether we've got lots of wrinkles, or whether we're just a young teenager. But our bodies heal under the care of God. There is a phrase called embodied theology, and it's a recognition that our physical bodies and hearts are entwined with the divine, and together we dance. We dance through this life, not a physical dance, but we dance spiritually. That our divine body is where we feel the Creator's heartbeat in the world. It may be that we find that Creator's heartbeat in the relationship that we have with our family and friends. It may be that we find the divine heartbeat in creation, in the countryside. We might find that divine heartbeat when somebody comes to the end of their life here on earth, and we cradle that person that we love who has recently died. It's wherever we feel the softness of God, the stillness of God, and the comfort of God, despite the trauma and the hurt and pain that this world brings us. Being entwined with God's image is a blessing, but it can be costly. We know that because of Jesus. Of being entwined with God can bring its challenges. When through our discipleship, we hold on to the values of what it means to love, we hold on to the values of justice, and we hold on to the value of walking humbly with our God. So my thoughts today are asking and inviting you just to consider where you find the Creator's heartbeat today, particularly in this difficult world that we live in. Where do you find God's heartbeat? Have a good week, my friends, and I will see you next week. God bless.